Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon with the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Well, we're finally getting some nice fall weather, and with harvest underway, the grain prices seem to be drifting lower than they have been for many years. So today I would like to begin by discussing Farm Service Agency's Market Assistance Loans, or MALs. The marketing assistant loans provide producers with some interim financing at harvest time to help meet the cash flow needs without having to sell their commodities when these market prices are typically at harvest time lows, allowing producers then to store that production at harvest facilitates a more orderly marketing of the commodities throughout the year. This process is commonly referred to as sealing grain with Commodity Credit Corporation through the FSA. MALs have a duration of 9 months plus the month that the loan is requested. So therefore, MALs requested in September would expire on June 30th of 2017. Those requested in October would be July 31st of 17, and so forth. The current interest rate for sealing grain is 1.5%. Commodities eligible for sealing include corn, beans, oats, barley, wheat. The loan rates for the corn and soybeans are, in Audubon County, corn is $1.84, and soybeans are $4.94. For more information, please give us a call here at the FSA office or visit a nearby USDA service center or FSA's website at www.fsa.usda.gov. I also would like to talk about our farm loan programs. FSA does offer a variety of loan programs to producers for both operating capital and farm ownership. These loans are administered by FSA's Farm Loan Program personnel, and here in Audubon County, Guthrie County is our FSA headquarter office. FSA offers both direct and guarantee-type loans for farm ownership and operating needs. For the direct loans, the maximum loan amount for these direct loans is $300,000, and a down payment is not required. FSA offers both farm ownership and operating loans to producers who want to establish and maintain or strengthen their farming operation. These direct loans are processed, approved, and serviced by FSA loan officers. Direct farm operating loans can be used to purchase livestock, feed, equipment, fuel, chemicals, insurance, and other costs, including family living. These loans can also be used to finance minor improvements or repairs to buildings and to finance some of the farm-related debts, excluding any refinancing of real estate. Direct farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, to enlarge an existing farm or construct and repair buildings, and to make farm improvements. For the guaranteed loans, the maximum amount is $1,399,000. These loans allow lenders to provide ag credit to farmers who do not currently meet the lender's normal underwriting criteria. Producers apply for a guaranteed loan through their lender, and the lender then arranges for the guarantee with FSA. FSA can guarantee up to 95% of the loss of principal and interest on a loan and can be used both for farm ownership and operating purposes. Guaranteed farm ownership loans can be used to purchase farmland, construct and repair buildings, develop farmland to promote soil and water conservation, or to refinance debt. The guaranteed operating loans, of course, can be used to purchase livestock, farm equipment, feed, seed, fuel, et cetera, and other needed farm operating expenses. For either of these types of loans from FSA, repayment terms vary depending on the type of loan, their collateral, and the producer's ability to repay on that loan. Operating loans are normally repaid within 7 years, and the farm ownerships are not to exceed 40 years. Please contact your local FSA office for more information. Here in Audubon, that phone number again, 712-563-4261, extension 2, or our office is located at 900 4th Avenue here in Audubon, just one block east of the National Guard Armory. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, the number 712-563-4261, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with the USDA Report. Tune in again next week at this same time for more updates from USDA, and do have a safe harvest.